Grammar Girl here. Today, we're going to talk about two things. I have a tip about two commonly confused words, and then we'll talk about portmanteau words, such as spork and Carmageddon. But first, if you've ever hosted an online meeting, you know how difficult it is to get meetings started, and it's your reputation at stake if anything goes wrong. That's why you need the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. Everybody can join meetings in seconds without any technical headaches. GoToMeeting is so easy, you'll have your first meeting running in seconds. See for yourself with a free trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. So, my first tip is necessary because I have to correct an error from last week. I got the title wrong of the book I recommended, and it's especially embarrassing because I mixed up two commonly confused words that I've actually covered in my email newsletter. I said circumvented when I meant circumnavigated. The title of the book is The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland in a Ship of Her Own Making. Of course, both circumvent and circumnavigate start with the prefix circum, which comes from the Latin word circum, which means around. Circumvent means to go around or bypass something, to avoid it. Circumnavigate means to sail or fly around something. So both circumvent and circumnavigate mean to go around. But circumvent means to go around in a way that you avoid something, and circumnavigate means to go around in a way that you experience, explore, or travel through or over something. In Catherine Valenti's book, the girl explores fairyland. She circumnavigates it. And now, on to portmanteau words. I don't know whether they're actually becoming more common or if I'm just noticing them more lately, but it seems as if I'm seeing portmanteau words everywhere. It came to a head last week when I went out to lunch and the restaurant was serving broasted chicken. Portmanteaus are words that combine two parts of other words to make something new. They're also sometimes called blends. Portmanteau words are delights such as spork, a combination of spoon and fork, brangelina, a combination of Brad and Angelina, and smog, a combination of smoke and fog. I thought the restaurant had made up broasted on the fly and that it was some weird combination of broiled and roasted, although the chicken looked fried. I took a picture of the label and posted it on Twitter, where my friends subsequently informed me that broasting is a trademarked term of the Broasting Company, which makes an appliance that cooks chicken with a combination of pressure cooking and deep frying. It's not new, it originated in the 50s, and it's apparently delicious and popular in the Midwest. I've also been noticing the blend of hacker and hacktivist a lot lately, because of news stories about Lulzsec and Anonymous. I hadn't heard hacktivist before, but the Oxford English Dictionary says it goes back to 1995. Even one that I was sure was new, Carmageddon, which newscasters were using to describe the closure of Interstate 405 for construction in Los Angeles, has been around since the 90s. It was the name of a car driving video game. I've heard linguists say that many of the language quirks people think are new are actually quite old, and it seems as if all my recently noticed portmanteaus are good examples. The cutest portmanteau of all has to be the Puggle, a dog breed that's a cross between a pug and a beagle. And again, it's been around for a while, since the 1980s. Portmanteau is French, itself a portmanteau word, for a type of suitcase that opens into two parts. Lewis Carroll assigned portmanteau its newer linguistic meaning in his book Alice Through the Looking Glass. One of my favorite parts of Through the Looking Glass is the following section, in which Carroll may have been the first person to use the word pretend to mean children playing make-believe. I like it because Alice is having the kind of usage argument I hear all the time. Here's Alice talking to her sister Kitty. Quote, "Kitty, dear, let's pretend. And here I wish I could tell you half the things Alice used to say, beginning with her favorite phrase, let's pretend. She had had quite a long argument with her sister only the day before, all because Alice had begun with, let's pretend we're kings and queens. And her sister, who liked being very exact, had argued that they couldn't because there were only two of them. And Alice had been reduced at last to say, well, you can be one of them then, and I'll be all the rest." Unquote. Alice is clearly a language liberal, whereas Kitty is a conservative. Besides assigning new meanings to words and making words take new forms, Carol also liked to invent words. Jabberwocky is an example of a nonsense poem that first appeared in Through the Looking Glass. That it's a nonsense poem means it contains a lot of made-up words, including another portmanteau, mimsy, a blend of miserable and flimsy. In the book, Humpty Dumpty explains the origin of portmanteau, which comes from the name for a suitcase with two parts. Humpty Dumpty says, "You see, it's like a portmanteau. There are two meanings packed into one word." Humpty Dumpty also makes other language commentary. For example, he says, quote, "They've a temper, some of them, particularly verbs. They're the proudest. Adjectives you can do anything with, but not verbs," unquote. So the next time you hear a portmanteau, or make one up yourself, remember Lewis Carroll, Humpty Dumpty, and Alice Through the Looking Glass. I have another new book out. Yes, another one. I've been busy. I've been working on this one for a couple of years. It's called Grammar Girl Presents, The Ultimate Writing Guide for Students, and it's the most comprehensive Grammar Girl book available. Check it out. That's Grammar Girl Presents, The Ultimate Writing Guide for Students. And finally, remember to get your free trial of GoToMeeting. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and this is important, use the promo code PODCAST. That's all. Thanks for listening.